Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. My name is Arlene Pellicane. I am an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and an infant. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. On today's podcast, I'll show you how to find a tremendous amount of motivation from an unlikely source, your closet. Learn how to get out of those elastic waist pants and baggy shirts once and for all. It's time for a wardrobe makeover on today's edition of Losing Weight After Baby. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to begin by talking about your initial motivation to lose weight. Now, I know for me, after I had my baby, I have to admit, my first motivation to lose weight was born out of vanity. I wanted to look good. I wanted to be the mom who was at the grocery store that another person would come up and say, "Could this possibly be your child? Well, you look so skinny. Like, how is it possible that you just had a baby?" So that's what I wanted. I wanted that stroke to my ego. So I have to admit that vanity alone does not have much staying power. It's not a noble cause. It's not about health or fitness or well-being. It's just about vanity. But I must say it is a legitimate beginning. The desire to look good. All of us have that inside of us. It's a legitimate beginning. And then we find more noble causes, don't we? Now I want to ask you, when you have gained weight after your pregnancy, when you look in the mirror, how do you feel about your appearance? Do you feel embarrassed, thinking there is no way I am going to my college reunion looking like this? Do you feel defensive? You know, I just had a baby, even if you had the baby maybe 3 years ago. Or do you feel resigned? This is just the way my body is now. At least I'm not as big as my friend, and my body will never be the same after having these babies. Well, regardless of how you feel about your body, something inside all of us, we want to look better. We want to be fitter. We want to be leaner. So what does your dream body look like? For me, I wanted to drop 3 sizes and get back into a size 6, which was my pre-pregnancy size. For you, it may be a 6, a 4, a 10, a 12, whatever that pre-pregnancy size is. So my first set of goal pants was to get into a size 10. So what I would do is, after having the baby, of course, there you are in your pregnancy wardrobe, in your maternity clothes, wearing your elastic pants and your baggy shirt because nothing else will fit. But you need to strive for some kind of goal. And obviously your pre-pregnancy pants seem so far, far away. So you want to set small goals for yourself that you can achieve. So get your next size down and shoot for that. So for me, it was a size 10. So what I did is I would take one pair of pants in the size 10, and once a week, every Sunday, I would put them on and look at myself in the mirror. And the first time I put them on, believe me, I could not get them barely. They went over my knees, and that was about it. And I thought to myself, how in the world did I ever wear these, let alone a size 6? I mean, who are we kidding here? So every week I would try on this size 10 until they fit. Now, how did they fit? Exercise, eating right, portion control, etc. So every week when I try them on, if I got closer to my goal, I'd know, okay, another 2-3 weeks and I'll be able to get into these. Or if I was further, I would say, wow, I've really got to cut out that pizza and stop that late night snacking because this is not working. So trying on the same pair of pants, goal pants, every week will keep you going towards a goal and keep you accountable to be going the right direction. And then once you get in and out of that size 10, then you go for the size 8. Then you go for the size 6. So after I was able to zip up the size 10 and actually wear them in public, I mean, this, you know, it opens up a whole range of possibilities for your wardrobe all of a sudden. And then you go for the size 8. You just keep going until you get to your goal. Now, I want you to think about your favorite pre-pregnancy, you know, pair of pants, jeans, skirt, dress, shirt, whatever, your favorite outfit. And I want you to put that in the closet somewhere where you can see it. I don't want you to hide it in a box thinking like, this will never see the light of day again. I don't want you to hide it. I want you to put it in your closet somewhere you can see it. And I want you to say to yourself, to your husband, to your friends, even, you know, say to yourself in your heart or and out loud, say, I am going to get into that someday. And the day that I am able to put this back on, That's going to be a day for celebration. I want you to see yourself putting on that dress, putting on those jeans, because if you give yourself mini goals along the way, the size 10, then the size 8, then the size 6, you will get into that goal outfit. So think of it as a progression of your wardrobe that you've gone step, you've step scaled up, and now you're going to step down. The death knell, let me tell you, for losing weight after baby is buying all new clothes in your current size. So let's say you used to be a size 10, but now you're a size 14, and you're just thinking like, how will I ever be a size 10 again? So you go out and you buy a whole new wardrobe in your size 14. Well, guess what's going to happen? That size 10, that's going to go to Goodwill someday, and you're going to be a size 14 for the rest of your life. So here's what I suggest instead. Instead of buying a wardrobe as you're in a certain size, you just got to tough it out. If you only got one pair of pants and one shirt, well, that's too bad, because this isn't your real size. You're not going to be staying at this size 14 very long, so don't worry about camping out here and getting yourself a wardrobe, all right? So if you got to wear the same black shirt and the same white shorts with elastic every day of the summer, well, then that's what you got to do until... Believe me, if you do not have clothes to wear, you will be motivated. You will say, I have got to lose some weight, because if my girlfriend sees me in this black shirt and these white shorts one more time, I think I'm going to throw up, all right? So you need to give yourself some motivation. You are in survival mode. You are just surviving on in-between clothes, because you will not stay at this stage. You're going to keep losing weight, and you're going to get into smaller and smaller sizes. And just think of yourself shopping in your size, and let that be your motivation. But do not shop for any new clothes until you get in your desired size. Believe me, this will jumpstart your diet and exercise program. Because we as women, we like to wear fashionable things. We like to wear the latest styles. We like to look good with our friends. And if all we have are these old maternity clothes, and we're not able to buy new clothes until we can get into the old clothes in our closet and then purchase clothes when we get in the mode, the size that we want, believe me, you will start working out and you will start eating healthy, because you'll want to go shopping. Now think with me, you don't want to shop for something in a size that you'll only be in for like 2 months. So think of it as a reality that you are going to be dropping weight, and you don't want to be buying clothes that you're not going to need in 2 months. Here's another thing I would suggest as you're around the house. When you're around the house with your baby, I want you to wear not these loose clothes, not this, you know, baggy sweats and oversized t-shirt. You know, I'm sure your husband will thank me for telling you this. I don't want you to wear that, because you know what that says? That says, there's a lot of room in here. Go ahead and have a piece of pizza. Why don't you have an extra helping of chips? You know, you've got this baby. Please drink some soda. I mean, there's all this room in these baggy clothes. Just fill it up. So I don't want you to wear baggy, comfortable clothes when you're at home. Instead, I want you to wear slightly tight clothes that move more towards your goal size. I want you to wear something slim fitting, a shirt that's slim fitting, that's a little more tight, so you can see, ooh, got to work on these little rolls here. If I lost a pound or two, this shirt would fit a lot better. I want you to be a little tight in the waist, so that when you go to eat lunch, you think, ooh, should not really be overeating right now, because I could use some more space in here tomorrow. All right, now I'm not talking about, you know, constricting yourself that you can't sit and that you have a stomach ache because your pants are cutting off your circulation. But you know what I'm talking about. Something slightly tight that says to you, better not have any dessert today, because I want to be more comfortable in these pants. So let's talk about your action steps today. First of all, you are going to get your goal pants, so your next size down, and you're going to try these on once a week. You're going to keep trying them on until you can zip them all the way up and wear them in public. And after you get that goal pair of pants on, then you're going to get the next size down, a new pair of goal pants. You're not going to buy any new clothes. You are going to listen, repeat after me. I will not go shopping for the next 31 days. We'll give you small steps, okay? We don't want you to buy any clothes in your size because we want you to be in survival mode of wearing what you have. And then later, when you are at your goal weight and your goal size, you can have a shopping spree to remember. And lastly, when you're at home, you're going to be wearing slightly tight clothes to remind yourself, okay, need to put away that second helping of potato salad. And instead, I just need to be done. I'm full. I'm walking away. All right, next week we're going to talk about how you can avoid things like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. Wouldn't it be nice to live long and live strong? So until next time, remember to be an example to your kids, overcome your complacency about fitness, and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby.
You can do it, Mom!